It's tradition. Like each year, to mark the feast of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, a national holiday here in Italy, Pope Benedict left the Apostolic Palace in the Vatican in the afternoon, heading by car to the city centre, where right by Rome's Spanish Steps a crowd awaited him, by the column where there's a statue of Our Lady representing the Immaculate Conception. Among those welcoming him there were the Mayor of Rome and the city authorities, as well as church authorities and Christmas shoppers who looked on eager to catch a glimpse of the Pope. But only the authorities and some among the disabled in their wheelchairs, and of course children, managed to personally meet him. There was a floral homage on hand, and two officials solemnly placed a huge wicker basket full of white cabbage roses at the foot of a column, in a symbolic gesture of Marian devotion. And naturally, there were prayers.
Figlia prediletta del Padre.
The Pope spoke in Italian, sharing thoughts with the crowds, explaining how he'd come to this place of Marian devotion with affection and filial love. How Mary invites us to keep away from evil and meekly embrace good in respect of the divine law inscribed in the heart of all Christians. He told all there how Mary never lost hope, not in the darkest moments at the foot of the cross. Taking her example, we too should look to the future with faith, even when suffering and death knocks at the doors of our homes, the Pope stressed. The Immaculate Virgin Mary, he said, exhorts us to work in solidarity towards the building of a more just and peaceful world. Today, on this solemn feast day, the Church indicates Mary as sign of hope and of the final victory of good over evil. Earlier in the day, Pope Benedict had developed this same theme while speaking to pilgrims who'd gathered in St. Peter's Square to pray the Angelus with him. Let's listen to his words in English.
Dear friends, I pray that by gazing upon her, you will see the purest sign of hope in God's saving mercy.
On this occasion, as he'd done in Rome city centre later on in the day, the Pope had recalled how during Advent, the star of Mary Immaculate shines for us as a sign of real hope and consolation, reiterating that theme developed in his recent encyclical focusing on hope, Spe Salvi. He explained how in our search for Jesus Christ, who is the true light, the sun that has risen above all the shadows of history, we also need lights close by, people who shine with his light and guide us along the way. And who more than Mary could be a star of hope for us?
E quale persona è più luminosa di Maria?
But Pope Benedict also put this message of hope into context, highlighting how young people today grow up in a society which often offers false models of happiness, running the risk, consequently, of losing hope, of becoming orphans of that true love which brings with it meaning and joy. Regrettably, he warned, we hear of adolescents, young people, even children who fall prey to corrupted love, who are victimized by adults without any scruples. Adults who lie to themselves and to their victims, drawing them into a consumistic world where there is no way out. Adults who don't even stop in the face of something as sacred as the human body, temple of the God of love and life, but on the contrary use their victims as objects, increasingly even before they reach adolescence. How sad, the Pope added with regret.
Che tristezza. Quando I ragazzi smarriscono lo stupore.
When children lose their candor, the enchantment of beautiful sentiments.
L'incanto dei sentimenti più belli.
The value of respect for the human body, which is a manifestation of the person and of its unfathomable mystery.
E del suo insondabile mistero.
Finally, Pope Benedict encouraged those present to turn to Mary the Immaculate Mother of Hope once again. It is to Mary, he said, that we should address our prayers while we ideally go on a pilgrimage to Lourdes, where today a special jubilee year begins to mark the 150th anniversary of her apparitions in the grotto at Massabielle.
Delle sue apparizioni nella grotta di Massabielle.
I'm Veronica Scarsbrick.